You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudet. Back in March, Governor Brad Little signed into law legislation setting 16 as the minimum age a person can get married in the state of Idaho. Backers of this legislation said it was needed to prevent forced or coerced marriage of young girls to much older men. A similar bill fell in the House last year. It would have been more strict, requiring a judge to sign off on someone getting married at 16 or 17 years old. This new legislation, which goes into effect July 1st, only requires parental consent. During the last legislative session, Idaho high school student Gracie Meiser reached out to Representative Melissa Wintrow to find out more about this legislation. And now, Gracie is making a statement in a big way about child marriage here in our state. Gracie and Representative Wintrow are joining us live today. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So Representative Wintrow, I'd like to start with you. You have been working on this legislation for quite some time now. Why was it so important to get something on the books about a minimum age requirement?
Well, as I said before in your show once, before, you know, we didn't even have a minimum age and, you know, girls 13, 12, et cetera, were being married off at that time. We've seen a trend that over the last 20 years where fewer and fewer under 16-year-olds have been put into a marriage situation. But 16, honestly, the line should be 18. That's the age of majority. We all know it. It's better health outcomes, education outcomes, et cetera. But when I introduced the first bill, I couldn't get that. So we use 16 because that is the legal age of consent in our state. And then we align that with statutory rape.
Yeah, because we should note that the majority of states, 18 is the age requirement. But as you said, you know, that 16 and with this new legislation, Representative, it also means there can only be a 3-year age gap, correct?
I think the new legislation is a step in the right direction. I said that on the House floor when we voted for it, but you know, if we're going to have the age under 18, we have to have more protections for 16 and 17-year-olds. The majority of girls who are being married off are 16 and 17. And when that bill passed and put 16 at the minimum age, I think that's a good starting point. But there were only a handful of girls now being married under age 16, and most of them were 16, 17. And so that's where my concern is that we don't just want to allow parental consent there because there might be areas of coercion or abuse. And so that's why I added an additional safeguard to have court approval. Again, if I could wave the magic wand, it'd be 18. And I think most people agree with that in this state, but politically, I just couldn't get that through.
And Gracie, you were part of Girl State. And during that time, that's where you started working on issues about child marriage in Idaho. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had done like a theater activist group before that. I was part of that. That kind of got me interested in this issue. It's called the Girl Awake Project. That was great. And then it really introduced me to it. And I got to give a TEDx talk to with that group. And then, yeah, Girl Stay is kind of where I first started going into my own discovery of child marriage and how it really is an issue.
So what was it about child marriage, Gracie, that really struck a chord with you?
I think a big part of it is that I'm the age range that this would affect. So I'm 17. So child marriage is still something that applies to me. It's not like I could be married right now and be a child bride. And I think it just really resonated with me that where I'm at now, I could be married or I could continue being in school. Like, it just really resonated with me too because of all the shocking statistics around it. I didn't really realize that it was an issue, but upon, you know, lots of research, I found out it really is an issue, not just in America, but within our own state.
So you ended up reaching out to Representative Wintrow, and why take that next step? I mean, to find a legislator to start getting, you know, even more information.
So I was going to Girl State, and at Girl State, it's kind of a mock government program, and you can submit bills for all the girls in Girl State to pass, and it's all 16 and 17-year-old girls. So I figured it would be like the perfect target audience, of exactly who child marriage applies to, and this bill would apply to. So I kind of copied, or I kind of like I almost copied Representative Wintrow's bill. I just added further specifications for what court the judge had to be in. I said the judge had to be in a family court, and my bill passed unanimously at Girls State. And I think it really resonated with the girls, for the same reason it resonated with me. It directly applies to us, so.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Idaho high school student Gracie Meister and Representative Melissa Wintrow about Idaho child marriage laws. A new legislation will go into effect on July 1. So Gracie, you then have a school project that you're doing that revolves around child marriage. You started this a few months ago, and you mentioned the Girls Awake program. So just talk to me about the project you were doing and then the incorporation of this other organization.
Yeah, so a couple months ago, or I guess it all really starts with my senior project. After doing all this stuff with Representative Wintrow in the summer, I wanted to do my senior project because I'm a senior in high school. I wanted to do my senior project on child marriage. So my English teacher at school had given me the name of a billboard company that's just in the next town over. And I got in contact with them so I could use that as my senior project. And so I got in contact with them, and they said they would be willing to donate me a billboard or some ad space, just somewhere in Idaho. And so I got to work on a design, and throughout the design process, they had informed me that I should associate my ad with a group, so that way, just because it's their policy. And so I worked with Girl Awake because I had worked with them before, and they were kind of the ones that got me interested in this whole issue. And she worked with me, the director of Girl Awake. Her name is Brooke Bassett. She worked with me to come up with a link, and it's kind of just a hub where people can go to learn more about child marriage, and it directs you to other links. And I think it's a really great resource.
So ultimately, what, there are three billboards up now, Gracie?
So there's consistently three billboards up, and then and those are located in Post Falls, Idaho Falls, and Boise. The location kind of fluctuates week to week, to base for which billboard. And then also throughout Idaho, they've told me that they kind of use my ad as a filler. So whenever there's space on any billboard, on any of their billboards throughout Idaho, they insert my ad there for rotation. So it kind of fluctuates week to week based on availability for other locations. But there are those guaranteed three.
Representative Wintrow, what has it been like for you to see what Gracie's been able to do?
I love it. I'm so proud of Gracie and just honored to work with her. It's just been so awesome. And I think it's a really good reflection of one, what is my responsibility as a lawmaker? It's to listen, it's to reach out, it's to be approachable, and it's to work across generations. And I think it's a message to young people to reach out, right? Your voice matters. And look what Gracie's accomplished. And a lot of times we get kind of stuck in this position where, gosh, what I say doesn't matter. And now her views, she is educating a whole state, right? Because she got access to a billboard. And now she's going to college. I think there's going to be great things for Gracie, but I think that's the message, is reach out and work, and your voice does matter.
And Gracie, what has been the feedback from people about these billboards?
A lot of people are really grateful for the new education about it. When I talked to my friends about it, or when I posted something on my Instagram about the billboards, and a whole bunch of people had messaged me, and they were like, "I didn't even know this was an issue." And they've really just a lot of people with this billboard have come to the realization that child marriage really is an issue, and it's really encouraged a lot of education around it, which I think is absolutely great.
And Representative Wintrow, I mean, that's part of it right there, right? That yes, you are in the legislature. You have been, you know, fighting for this change for quite some time. But let's be honest, not everybody pays attention to what's going on in the legislature. So having those billboards up and seeing what Gracie has done, I mean, what does that do in just the education factor of this issue in our state?
Well, you know, as we have already said, and I think Gracie agrees with this, the mayor's age should be 18. And we need to continue to echo that sentiment because our young girls' futures are important. And a lot of times, I mean, the issue is lost because it's lost in tradition and expectation. And, you know, some of it is lost because we have that pressure of marriage if somebody has an unintended pregnancy. So I think number one, this partnership, this outreach, her persistent work demonstrates that even though you have a policy, it's a start, but we need to keep moving. And so she is dedicated to keep moving and start and continue to advocate on the girls that are her age, you know, the 17, the 16 year olds. And I just think it's inspirational. Every time I'm on the Zoom with Gracie or when we did our op-ed, I am just so honored to work with her. And I just want more partnerships like this. And it does matter. And it's linking legislation, policy, democratic republic, democracy with our constituents. It's a government with the people. Not necessarily by and for, but with. So that's what I just really love about this.
And I have to tell you, especially in everything that's going on right now, it is nice to see something inspiring, Gracie, to see what you've been able to accomplish. So good luck to you. Thank you both so much for coming in and talking to us today. Really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Idaho High School student Gracie Meister and Representative Melissa Wintrow. You're listening to Idaho Matters.